Ever wished you could have a conversation with a supercomputer? It's getting kind of close, right? With
Yeah.
these LLMs we're always hearing about.
Getting close, yeah.
But it's like any powerful tool, right? You need the instruction manual to really make it sing.
Totally, it's true.
And that's what this whole prompt engineering thing is all about. And that's what we're going to dive into today.
It really is. It's like we're learning to speak the language of these incredibly complex systems.
Right.
And the more fluent we become, the more amazing things we can accomplish.
It's like we're becoming LLM whisperers, right?
Yeah,
We've
exactly.
got a stack of research here. And one thing that's really clear is that it's not just about asking a question. It's about,
Oh, absolutely. And how you ask it.
yeah.
It's one source describes it as the art of crafting inputs that elicit desired outputs.
I love that.
And it's really about understanding how it processes language, tailoring your input accordingly.
So, even small changes can have big effects, huh?
Huge, yeah.
Like, I was reading here about how
Yeah.
telling an LLM what to do is often better than what not to do. It's,
Oh, interesting.
yeah, it's like they've got that literal streak.
That's fascinating. It speaks to the need for clarity and precision in prompt design,
Right.
being mindful of how LLMs interpret language.
Like explaining it to a 5-year-old, but it's an AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Break it down for us, buddy.
Exactly. Yeah. And as we go deeper, you'll see how it goes beyond simple instructions. Like you're providing context, you're shaping the reasoning process,
Shaping the reasoning. Wow.
and even teaching entirely new concepts.
Like they can learn new words and stuff.
Yeah, like fardoodle.
Fardoodle. What is that? Is that a real word?
No,
Whoa.
but they taught an LLM that word, gave it a definition and a couple of example sentences,
And it used it correctly.
and was able to start using it correctly in
Wow.
its generated text.
That's wild. So it's like it's picking up on these patterns and actually
Exactly.
applying them.
It's remarkably similar to how humans acquire language. We learn by observing patterns,
Yeah.
making inferences.
So if they can learn words, what about more complex stuff,
Totally.
like logic and reasoning?
Like that's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
That's where we talk about things like chain of thought prompting.
Chain of thought. Yeah, we've got some stuff on that. That's where you break down the problem into smaller steps. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine you're solving a math problem. You don't just jump to the answer.
No.
You got to think it through.
Show your work.
Exactly. Chain of thought. Prompting encourages that,
Oh, cool.
especially for tasks involving arithmetic or logical reasoning.
So instead of what's 2 2, it's okay, 2 plus 2.
Yeah, like walk me through this.
Give me the answer.
That's
Exactly.
right.
I like it. Bring it down to that basic level.
And you'd be amazed at how such a simple shift, prompting it to articulate its reasoning,
Right.
dramatically improves its accuracy,
That's amazing.
especially when you're dealing with intricate problems.
Okay, so this is like next level stuff, but
Yeah.
they're not perfect, are they?
You're absolutely right, and that's why researchers are constantly developing new techniques
Right, of course, yeah.
to kind of address these limitations. And one fascinating approach that we see is this self-consistency.
Self-consistency. We touched on this earlier, but I'm
Yeah.
ready to go deeper.
It's a great technique.
Okay.
It involves prompting the LLM to generate multiple solutions.
So instead of one answer, you get a few options.
You get a range of possibilities. And by analyzing these various answers,
Okay.
you can identify the most likely correct one,
Wow.
or even combine the best aspects of multiple solutions.
So it's almost like it's more aware of its own biases then.
It's like you're tapping into the collective wisdom of the LLM.
It can self-correct in a way.
Yeah.
That's incredible, but we're just getting started.
We're scratching the surface.
We've got way more to uncover, so stay with us. It's kind of wild to think we can make these things double-check their work like that.
It is pretty amazing.
But what about
Yeah.
giving them more to work with? Can we actually connect them to
That's a great question. And it turns out there's a technique we can use called program-aided language models,
Okay.
or PL for short.
PL, I like it.
Yeah, where we can connect LLMs to external tools.
Okay, so it's like we're giving it a toolbox.
Yeah,
What
exactly.
kind of tools are we talking about here?
So imagine an LLM that could not only understand your questions, but could write and execute code to find the answers.
Whoa, so you're saying it can
Yeah.
write its own program to
Exactly.
figure something out.
With PL, LLMs can tap into the power of programming languages like Python to perform calculations, process data, or even access external APIs.
So if I ask it something about, I don't know, like dates or something,
Totally.
you could just whip up a little code to
Exactly.
That's
So
so
one example from our research is asking an LLM to calculate a birth date
Okay.
based on a current date and age.
Okay. Yeah.
And using BL, it can generate a Python snippet, execute it, and then interpret the result to give you the answer.
So it's basically problem solving in real time,
Exactly.
coming up with a solution and then enacting the solution.
Yeah, it's a really powerful example of how we can combine the strengths of LLMs with the precision and flexibility of traditional programming.
Yeah, very cool. Very
But
cool.
PL isn't the only tool. There's also something called React.
React, like it's
Yeah, short for ReasonAct.
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And with React, we're essentially giving LLMs the ability to interact with the outside world.
What do you mean? Like actually go out and
Yeah, like searching the internet,
wow.
accessing databases, or even
Imagine.
controlling physical devices.
It can like turn the lights on if I tell it to.
Potentially. Yeah, one source uses an example of asking an LLM a question about a celebrity relationship
Okay.
and a mathematical operation.
Interesting.
And the LLM was able to search for information about the celebrity couple, find their ages, and then use a calculator tool to perform the
Well,
calculation.
it's like it's using all these different resources at its disposal.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is pretty cool.
It can kind of act like a detective, gathering clues from different sources,
Like that.
using tools to solve a puzzle.
Very cool. But then this gets into some really interesting stuff about whether these LLMs can actually learn from themselves, right?
Yeah, that's a great segue. We've got
A
reflection.
reflection, exactly.
It's like they're,
It does sound like science fiction.
yeah, they can reflect on their own performance and actually get better. That's
It
wild.
really is. And it focuses on giving LLMs feedback on their performance.
So you're not just telling it right or wrong. It's more like, hey, try this.
Yeah, it's like, this is a good start, but consider exploring this other approach.
You're getting warmer, sort of.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it.
So you're guiding the learning process, helping it to understand not just what the answer is,
Yeah.
but why certain approaches are more effective.
So it's more about how to think than what to think.
Exactly,
We
exactly.
have any examples of this in action? Yeah, one source highlights how reflection was used to train an LLM to navigate a virtual maze.
Okay.
And each time it made a choice, it received feedback, and eventually it learned.
So trial and error, but it's actually learning from it.
Yeah, and it found the optimal path.
That's incredible.
So it suggests that we can train them to become more adaptable,
Right.
more strategic, and more capable of handling challenges.
So it's like we're not just giving it the answers, we're teaching it how to learn.
Exactly. And that's really what reflection is all about.
Yeah, I dig it.
And, you know, with all of these advancements,
Yeah.
prompt engineering is constantly evolving.
It really does feel that way. Like every day there's something new.
There is, yeah. And speaking of something new,
Okay.
we also have directional stimulus prompting.
Directional stimulus prompting. It sounds like we're really getting in there.
Yeah, it's like we're guiding the thought process in a specific direction.
Like a teacher would
Exactly.
with learning questions and things like that.
Yeah, you're providing carefully crafted prompts.
So instead of just saying like, what's the
Yeah.
capital of France? It's like,
Right.
okay, well, what continent is it on first?
Exactly.
What's the largest city? Okay, now we're getting to it.
Yeah, and by breaking down the problem, providing these directional cues,
Yeah.
you can often elicit more accurate, more nuanced,
More interesting.
and insightful responses.
Right. It's like we're having a real conversation with it almost.
We are. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. That's really interesting. So we're learning to communicate more effectively
It's fascinating.
with these complex AI systems.
It really is.
And it seems like the possibilities are really kind of limitless.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to uncover more about
Okay.
as we head into the final part of our deep dive.
Sounds good. I'm ready. Let's do it. It's amazing to think about all the stuff that we can do with these LLMs.
It really is incredible.
And it seems like every day there's something new. But
Totally.
one thing that keeps coming up is making these things more
Yeah,
reliable. I
absolutely.
mean, they're great, but they're not perfect.
And that's where something like self-consistency comes in.
Right. Self-consistency, we talked about that a bit, but
We did, and it's a great technique.
so remind us again how that works.
So basically, you're having the LLMs generate multiple solutions to the same problem.
Okay, so instead of just one answer, it gives you a bunch.
Yeah, it's like, think of it like getting a second opinion.
Makes sense.
And then by analyzing those different answers, we can increase accuracy.
So it's like it's checking its own work in a way.
Exactly. It's leveraging the LLM's own internal diversity of thought.
So it's not just about being right, it's about understanding how it got there.
You got it. And that's really powerful.
It's like we can see, like, it's this thought process.
Exactly. And then we can be like, okay, this is where it went off track.
Yeah, fascinating.
So we can fine-tune the prompts, guide it to more accurate outcomes.
It's like teaching it how to think.
Exactly, yeah.
Really interesting stuff. And it seems like the possibilities are pretty much endless, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're just scratching the surface.
Yeah, and with all these new techniques popping up all the time.
It's really an exciting time to be involved in this field.
It really is, and this whole deep dive has been amazing. Like, we've gone from...
It has been quite a journey.
...basic instructions to, like, full-on AI collaborators.
Yeah, and I think, for me, the biggest takeaway is the power of language.
Absolutely.
Is how we unlock the potential of these systems.
It's like we're learning their language and they're learning ours.
Exactly. It's this feedback loop.
So to wrap things up, I mean, this has been an incredible look at LLMs, prompt engineering, and like the future of AI, really.
It's a future full of possibilities.
There's so much potential. So for anyone listening, I mean, keep exploring this stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's going to change the world.
It already is. And who knows what we'll discover next.
It's an exciting time, that's for sure.
It really is.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure as always.
The pleasure is all mine.